Sunday, April 13th. Dear Nikki, today was so totally freaky. Why? Because I had a full-blown fashion emergency. OMG, I got a little dizzy and my palms actually started to sweat. Ew. My fashion stylist, who BTW is now on tour with Ariana Grande, says one should never sweat. One should just glow. Anyway, it was vital that I rushed out to the mall to find the perfect blouse to wear to school on Monday. It needed to be cute, but not too immature. Classy, but not too boring. Bold, but not too tacky. Trendy, but not too faddish. Finally, after shopping for what seemed like forever, I found not one, not two, but three fabulous designer blouses. And since I couldn't make up my mind which one I loved best, I decided to buy all three of them for only $689.32. Why? Because I could. Yay, me. Please don't hate me because I'm rich. Then I rushed home and locked myself in my bedroom. I had to make the very difficult decision of which blouse would best complement your, my diary. However, the last thing I needed was for some crazy girl at school to see me with her diary and accuse me of stealing it. Of course, initially, no one would believe her because of my reputation for being a very kind and honest individual. But if she told Principal Winston, there was a chance I could get busted with it in my purse. Which would mean an automatic suspension from WCD. And what if I was forced to attend a public school? Just like the ones I see on television. Ew! Was this diary worth all that? I took a long, hard look at myself in the mirror and decided right then and there to do the only thing that made sense. Very ingeniously covering the diary with fabric so no one will recognize it. Yes, I know. I am a beautiful genius. It took me 2 whole hours to cover the diary with the leopard print fabric from my brand new designer blouse. And when I finally finished, I was totally blown away by how fantastic it looked. The entire experience was so exciting and inspiring that I actually started to sweat. Glow! That's when I rushed right back to the mall. Thank goodness it hadn't closed yet. And purchased another designer blouse, black leather pants, boots, and sunglasses. Because tomorrow I plan to show off your, my new diary to everyone at school. Yay, me! Anyway, even though your diary only covered 9 days in April, one thing is abundantly clear, Nikki. You are one sick little cookie. Seriously, I can't believe I wasted hours of my life reading all this whiny, fabricated garbage. Everything you wrote was like, Mackenzie did this to me, and Mackenzie did that to me, as if I'm the dysfunctional one. Are you for real? Hashtag girl bye. You are delusional if you think you're the victim here. Just face the truth. You've been insanely jealous of me from day one, and are obsessed with trying to ruin my life. Brandon and I would be an item by now if you hadn't made him feel sorry for you with all your cute and dorky little antics. You are beyond evil, Nikki Maxwell. And you lie so much, you should seriously consider a career in politics. I think you need my therapist, Dr. Hadley, way more than I do. I realize all the stuff I'm saying to you may sound cold, cruel, and mean, but I'm just being totally honest with you, Nikki. Sorry, I'm not sorry. Toodles, Mackenzie.